thinking maybe the test could be
into Simon Lama Bays, Sifan Tess. Filon Bain Shal Rosh Bain Shal Yad Alachal Moshe Yisein Shi Merubos B'Tifron Uvelach Sonan. Tefillin, whether that's Shal Yad or Shal Rosh, Alachal Moshe Yisein, it's got to be square. B'Tifron Uvelach Sonan by its stitches, and we're going to see by the bottom also. The Haina Shia Ribuan Mechuvan Arko Karachbo. What does this mean? It means that it has to be square only for the length and the width. The width and the width have to be equal. Kedei Shi Ulam Oto Alachson Shalmo Chazal Kol Anta B'Ribua Anto Trey Chom Shal Alach Sonan. So anything, anytime you have, just give me a mathematical equation that says from the Gemara in the Erevin, and a couple other times in the Shas, that anytime you have the length and the width are equal, so you're going to have the achsonan, the diagonal, is going to be two-thirds more than the length. Okay, that's just a mathematical equation over there. Okay, Shamu Chazal Kol Anta Beribua Anta Tchei Chumash Vahasono. Tzarech L'Rabea Mokol Moshevan. You have to, not only is the bias has to be squared, so also the Moshevan, which we call, Mr. Burr points out, it's called the Titura. This part's the Titura. That also has to be square. Okay, so this part over here, right where the box lays, that has to also be square. The Gama Batim. And also the bias also has to be square. Length and width. Okay? The Ramah points out, Gova Abatim Ein Lahakbinim Yote Merachban Varkan. But the height of the bias does not have to be makbid, because the height can be as tall as you really want it to be. That does not have to be squared. However, it seems if you look around everyone's tefillin, it seems like the minute it actually is a perfect square. That we are makbid, I don't know if we're makbid, it just happens to be like that. Awesome Rubos Akaz in Kalkon Rubon. If you made it square, then after time it started to give me skalkal, it started to lose its squareness. Yesh Misha Omer should tzarich l'rabon. There are those who say that you have to make it square. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, this is a little bit, sometimes the Mechaber does this, he writes a Yesh Misha Omer even in a place where there's no machlokas from the Delver. There's not a machlokas over here. Everyone agrees that even if it loses its squareness, you have to fix it and make it square again. And therefore, it's not a machlokas, you have to do this. Versus Rav Nevinsol. Exactly, what does this mean? How much do you have to mark? Do you have to use a klima? Do you have to use a specific utensil that's going to make it exactly square, or you can do it be'erach square, what it looks like with the naked eye squared? So Rav Shlomo seems to say that you don't need to use a special clay kelim for this. Obviously, they didn't have a special kelim like this time in the desert. They didn't have a special kelim like this. They did the best job they can. But then it also says, nowadays, if you use modern technology, you better use modern technology the best as possible and try and square it if you can. V'yasa kol adalad habatim b'shava. You should make all four compartments of the shalrosh. If you see, in our shalrosh, we have four compartments. All of them should be equal. It should be the same size. Right, all four compartments should be the same size. Shaloya echa gadol mechavor, one should not be bigger than his friend. That is Sif Lamed Tes. Moving on to Sif Mem. Or abati mitzvah lasosim shachor, the skin on the bais, it's a mitzvah to make him black. Vayin lekamen simin lama gimels, there's a big machlokas, whether this is big, machlokas in the Rishonim, whether this is big or not, whether you have to have him black. Many Rishonim hold that the bais actually does not have to be black. The straps have to be black, but the bias does not have to be black. Nevertheless, we pass in the chachil, like the Rishonim, we're choshes for the Rishonim, that it has to be black. And Simon Siv Kadim Kuf Pei Hei points out, V'ashachas tov yotu shiha b'tzeva shachor shemo mamash klal, v'atulin shiha shachorim rak b'chazusa v'alma. That's not what I wanted to see, but... Misha Kuf Pei Dal. Misha Rosi Kum Kuf Pei Dal. Mashva b'diavad einu likuva. It's mashva over here. It's just tov. It's a good thing to do. But if b'diavad, if it loses its blackness, it would not be possible b'diavad. And also, this is what the Ramah writes in Simin Lamed Gimel Siv Dalid, that it's not b'diavad. It's not a problem. But the Gra holds b'diavad is brought down on also here. Misha Rosi Kuf Pei Dal. The Yesh posting this field who Allah Moshe Misina. It's Allah Moshe Misina. Also, the bayit has to be black. Kamor Atzuos, just like the Ritzos. So Yikuvah Hu Afilu B'Diavad. Ubir Agra Mashu Sumit Sadi Kan La Allah. It sounds like the girl holds like this. Allah Moshe Misina. So for sure, one should try to be makbid on this. And she got them colored if they're not colored. But B'Diavad, he does not have to be makbid on it. B'Diavad, I'm sorry. It could be that he should still put on his tefillin even if he does not. If they're not black, if he has no other tefillin to wear. Choritz shebein bais lebait tzarech sheyagia ad tefer. The choritz, you see the choritz within the four batim, there's this line, the sarit, and then in between bais, that sarit should go all the way down to the makom tefer, to where the titora is. That's where it should go all the way down there. If it does not get down there, it's still kosher, it's still kashera. V'hushia nikar ha-charitz, k'deshu dal roshah nir and l'kol. But as long as you could see the charitz, as long as the charitz is visible, then you could be able to separate between the four batim, then it would still be kosher. Okay, Sif Mem Aleph. Orach v'roch avayim v'govim ein lo shir. The length and the width and the height of the tefillin is no shir. It has to be square, but it does not. It can be as big or small as you want. Me'ikar adin. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring down here and Sif Kadim Kuf Pei Tes. Mikol makum nachum lachosh l'divri ha'gaoni shesorin shalachatchil lo yosa otan ketani mi'atzbayim al atzbayim v'haino ima toitora. That it should at least 2 finger breaths by 2 finger breaths. I assume the ones, the small tefillin that like Rav Levinsohn wears and Zilberman wears, those are exactly two etzbaos by 2 etzbaos, I assume, if you count them. If it does not have at least 1 etzba by 1 etzba, which is very, very small, it's very hard to fit 4 parshas in there, he also tummy holds that's even b'diavad pasul, v'chein pasul b'sefer or Mordechai.
Is the
b'or Mordechai?
It's
an
achron.
What does
it mean,
b'diavad
pasul?
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not kosher tefillin. It does not have at least 1 finger breadth line, it's be possible.
Why?
Because the old that doesn't need a shear. If it's that small, it's not possible for it to be, I don't know, not possible to be kosher batim, I'm not sure. Membeis. Shin shall tefillin halachal moshin, say, ora batim shall rosh, you have to have a shin on our shall rosh to the tefillin. Kimin shin boletus mikamte or, like a shin sticking out of the leather of the tefillin. Echad biyamino v'echad b'smol, one shin on the right side, one side on the left side. Shall yamina miniach, the right side of the person putting on, meaning the right side of the person wearing it. Shall gimel rashim, should that be a three stem shin? It should be a 3-stem shin. B'shal smol miniach shall arba rashim. And if it's on the left side of the person putting on, it's a 4-stem shin. So some point out why this is. Just remember the luchos that. Because if you look at a 4-stem shin, really, if you just look in between, in the not start sticking out, you say you have a shin. So you have a shin in the part that's not sticking out. Inside the 4 dal, you have a regular shin with three stems. Okay, that's just like the luchos were that they were inside the luchos. They were carved inside. So to over here, the bleed doesn't earn out the shin, but really the inside. That's how summary shown and learned. That's why we have 1, 3, and 1, 4. That's it. It's Gemara. The Gemara says like this. I said, no, it's not. It's Tosfos. Tosfos brings it down in the Nachos.
It's amazing.
However, in Hipechen of Nifsel, but nevertheless, if you have the right on the left and the right, you have a 3-stem, it's not going to be possible. It's still going to be kosher b'diavad. But Mr. Bura, Sivkan Kuf Sadi Hei points out, that's only if you switch the 3 and the 4, you put 1 and the 3 on the 4 side and the 4 on the 3 side. Avim also b'shnei atzdadin rak shin shol shosha rashim o arba pasul. But if you made, you made both the one 3 or both of them 4, then it's possible because you can't even kiss the gamri shin echad. And for sure, if you're missing one of the shins of gamri, then it would also be possible. You need 1 side 3, 1 side 4. We should look at the 3 on the right side, the 4 on the left side, but b'diavad it's kosher if it's switched around. Okay, Sif Mem Gimel. Charitz al shin nahainu chudu lamata yigid an makum atefer. The charitz that we mentioned, the charitz al shin. I mean, all the way to the shin of the shin hainu chudu lamata, the part of the body, the little point at the bottom, yigid an makum atefer should go all the way down once again to the tefer, just like the charitzim in between the batim. So to the bottom of the shin should also go all the way down till the titora. Also, the yuds on top of the shin, right? The yuds on top of the shin should all be touching the stems. It should not be the tops of the shin should not be separated from the long stem. Okay, it should all be touching. It should not go too long. Rather, the shulei shin should be seen on the tefer. It should go all the way down to the churitz, to the titora, like we mentioned before. Sif mem dalad. Titora that's filling halach l'moshin Sinai. The titora that's filling the part where the bias lays on, the bottom part that's filling that's halach l'moshin Sinai that you need, the behainu shiyasim or l'matel chasos piyad batim, part of halach l'moshin Sinai that you have to have leather covering the bottom of your tefillin. V'nir kein daf shel gesher nikar titorot. Looks like a little bit of bridge that is going to be covering cover the bottom of the titorot. Mi'abarta the tefillin lachom mishnisena. Also the ma'abarta. The ma'abarta is the back side of the tefillin, the part that's sticking out, the part that the strap's going to go through. This part over here is called the ma'abarta. It means that the leather should be sticking out past the titora a little bit towards the back, and that's called the ma'abarta. Okay, so what do you do with it? You cut it on both sides of the ma'abarta. So therefore, it's not exactly the same length as the titora. Or that you could still see. Since we put these charitz in there, once you put these holes in there, now you can see that the titor is square. Right? If it would have been flat, there would not have been these charitz in there, it would have been gone longer, and it would look like it wasn't square. It would have been a rectangle. Right? Therefore we put these charitz in there to show the ribuan, to show the squareness of the titor. And this through this ma'abarta, that's where we pass through the ritzua of the film. That's why it's called a ma'abarta. Ma'abarta is something that passes through, right? So therefore, that's why it's called a ma'abarta, that the film strats pass through the film. Gamet film shayad yasa titora u'ma'abarta. Also on the film shayad, you also have to make a titora and a ma'abarta. Yigalgu kol parsha misofa l'tchila. So now when you take the parshas, you're putting the parshas inside. So you should fold it from the end of the parchment to the beginning of the parchment. The korcha miklaf katan, and then you should wrap it up in another piece of cloth, a little smart piece of cloth. The yeshmak fin mikorchan ela beklaf kosher. And the other makin, when you put this outer cloth, it has to be cloth kosher, just like the cloth kosher has to be written on. This outer cloth that's wrapped around the parsha also has to be kosher. They should wrap around it also. After you put this cloth on top, you should put on a string wrap around it of a hair of a behema chayat tohorim. And the minig is Ramah writes the nog in the chrof seal parsha. You first put one string of this hair of the kosher behema or chaya on top of the parsha that you wrote on. If you after korchan lav cloth, then you put the cloth wrapped around both this kosher. Klaf kosher. The chosen korch lav seyar. Then you put another string wrapped around on top of that. So you first have the parsha of the tefillin. Then you wrap it and you tie it with a seyar of a behema. Then you put a klaf on top of that. And then you wrap another string of a behema. What? Shal rosh and shal yad. All the parsha.
Should we do it separately?
Yes. Correct. V'nagush, the mechaber adds, v'nagush she aser shal egel. The minhag is to have a seyar shal egel. Imo matzah shall ega korcha b'shal para, then she's a para, o shall shore. But rochis and sarah hate that you should rinse it well, but chila at you knocking until it's clean hair. It's not nice to put on not clean hair on top of your tefillin. Ksat sarah zet sarach shiyar chutz mi chutz labatim. So a little bit of this hair, that's this little bit over here that we have over here, should be sticking out of your tefillin. That is also a lach over here. And as the Mishnah Berurah points out, I believe over here, where does this little stick part stick out? In something called ratio base. V'tov sheyetzim parshas vayayim shemoa b'tzad haponeh l'parshas kodesh. It should be sticking out of the parsha of vayayim shemoa, right, which is the last parsha over here. That's what it's saying on the side, right towards the parsh towards kodesh li, meaning towards towards the inside of the tefillin. That's where we have it, right at the end of the parsha vayayim towards this side. It's a shlo. That's what we put down the shreds here.
Yeah, but why?
Yeah. It's probably got yisodim. Look at the shlo. It's probably a kikabala, I would assume. Don't know for sure. Okay. Mem hey. You take kol parsha v'ayis shlo. Shetez kufa mu'ma bebeisa. You should put every parsha in it standing up. Standing out within the vayis. You don't put it laying down. You should put it standing up. Just like we put the Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh, we put it standing up. This Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, actually, how you put the Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh. Rashi is also connected to the mezuzah. We put it up or put it down, right? It's all connected. The same thing over here. We put the Vipassan and Parsha, put the Parshas standing up in its bais. So, the Bir Aloch over here, Shteiz Kufa Mulan says, I am Shari Chu Mashikad Bishem and Odebuda. Dein Lachos Lashitas Rabbeinu Shapasa Dafka Bishchiva. Do not be Shchosis for Shitas Rabbeinu Tana says Bishchiva. And unlike Mezuzah, where the Machaber Paskins that you should be Machver for both opinions and put it diagonally, over here we don't put it diagonally even, we put it straight, standing straight up. And but Mr. Burr points out in Sikon Reish Gimel, but if you do put it laying down, ain't lissol tefillin mishuzah, they will not be puzzled tefillin. Okay, Kekhav Beis Yosef, Shem Riri Ben Chaviv, Chekhav Abach, Vayim Mogad Avram. Okay, Mem Vav, Ya Gilyon Elyon Tchila Shizel Shur Elyon, the Gilyon Tachm Letzad Peh Abakim. You should put the top Gilyon Tchila, meaning the top of the parsha, you should put in first. So Shur El Yonah, that's the top billion that goes in. So the top was at the top of the tefillin, obviously. The gillion atachlan tzad peh batin, the bottom gillion, the bottom line of the parsha should be toward the bottom of the tefillin. So standing up. Virosha parsha munach litzad yamin, and the beginning of the parsha should be on the right side. We said yamin akorea, the right side of the person reading. If you shim balid patchan, if you would open up the tefillin lekoran and you would open up the parsha to read it, you nachem the fun of kilchasan will be opened in front of you the proper way in order that you should be able to read it right away. Mem zayin im kotav ko arba parshios beklaf echag sherim. If you wrote all four parshios, obviously we're talking about the shal rosh over here because the shal rosh you're supposed to do like this. The shal rosh, if you put all the four parshas on one klaf, it's still kosher. Afilo in revach beinam, even if there's not a spot, a space in between them. Ubevad, when you stick it into the tefillin, shiachut o meshicha bein kol bayis ubayis. And as long as if you do this, you have to put a piece of string in between each parshia. In between parshia when you put it inside the bayis. So yad kotav arba parshas beklaf echad. So yad, you put it all on one klaf. The goal of tami sof on the tefillin. Once again, you wrap it, you roll it from the end to the beginning. The korach klaf alehem, you wrap a klaf on top of them. Usar ego machaz machlin bayis kamoshal rosh, just like we did by the rosh, you put a seyar on top of it also. In katvan al arba klafim v'inicham ba'arba batim yotza, but if you wrote it on four different parshios and four different klafim and you put it in the bayis, even though it's all one bayis, it would still be kosher. V'hu sheyitla pershi chasa or al arba batim shiu nirin k'bayis echad. It means that inside, if you took a shal rosh on the inside and you put the four klafim inside of it, just like the parshio, just like the shal rosh, it would still be kosher. I mean, if you took the shal rosh and you made it, and you want to use it for a shal yad, all you have to do is you stick the four parshios in there, and you have to put a piece of skin on top of it, covering this whole thing over here, so it doesn't look like it has four parshios. So it looks like it only has one parsha, and that you'll be able to use to make it into a shal yad b'diavad. And the Ramah adds in, v'minag l'dabkem b'devek she'kol k'klaf echad. The minag would be in this case. Oh, I guess this happens sometimes, that they would glue it together. You zero l'tol devek kosher, and you have to be careful to use kosher devek.
Question.
Yeah.
You said before, you sit here and read, in Kitavah, Malabar, Klavim, Vinicham, Vyarvah, Bant, no, no. You said, we sit here for the Shadrosh, you gotta roll them up, then wrap it, then put a piece of hair. Didn't you say before that you put also a sear?
No, it was the Ramah. That was the Ramah point. It's the Ramah just in there. You assume that the Ramah would say the same thing over here. Mem ches im sipa batim bezav. If you would cover it with gold, or behem atmeat psulim, or with a non-kosher animal, it would be possible. Mem tes halacha Moshe misina shiutfilin nispar nitparim begidei behem of chayat horim. The halacha Moshe Sinai that the stitches of your tefillin that you're going to have to use of stitches from a behema chayav v'torim v'totally for begidei shor. It's better to use the gidim of a shor. So I'm not sure over here. I have a higher on my side over here. Lama lo begidei egel kumar osif mandal. So mandal, we said dafka you should use a gidei egel, then b'diavad you should use a shor. Over here it sounds like you should dafka use a gidei shor the chatchila. Nun. You should not take gidim. You should not take the stitches from an Eidi Yehudi because your choshesh that he's going to give you from a behema tmeya. Malkom shein gidim mitzuyim tofrim betali yodurush shosim in a klaf achis damelan gidim. If you don't place it, you don't have gidim, so you should use this betali yodurush that's used from klaf until you receive your gidim that you can use for your tefillin. Him chutim anasim in a klaf. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. Okay, the strings that they use, take a thin piece of cloth, that's what it's talking about. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah does point out Reish Chav Zayin, that if you do not use stitches from a behema Torah, then you would not be able to use your tefillin at all. Sharing lachol Moshe Sinai who agidim, because the agidim are lachol Moshe Sinai. So machlokas mechaber versus Mishnah Berurah. Nun Aleph Yitvor Shlosha Tefiras Bechol Tzad. You should use three tefiras on each side of your tefillin, on each of the four sides. You should do stitch three times. What tefira Yisovi Mishtei Ruchos, as you go in and out on both sides. The Yaber Chudat Tefira Ben Kol Bayis, and they should also the stitch go in between each of the Bayis Batim. Miulim Lo Asa Rak Yud Tefira So Pachos Mizayin and Nisav. If you only made 10 stitches or even less than this, it would still not be possible. The Yesh Mishomer Shin Yud Beis Tefiras Elu Yud Bechud Echad She Yud Beis Tefiras Elu Yud Bechud Echad. And those who say these 12 stitches should all be used with the same string.
On the bottom, those are 12 stitches.
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 3 on each side, 10, 11, 12. Nun Beis. Okay. Yachlis, this is the most Lomaisa Sif of that we've done today. Yachlis Harutzua, it's the last one over here in Simin Lama Beis. Yachlis Harutzua Tochem Abarti. You should stick after we're done. We put the cloth in. You closed up the batim, right? Now we're closing up the batim. So what do? Yachlis Harutzua Tochem Abarti. And then you stick the Harutzua through the Ma'abarta. Yasser Kesher Kimin Dalad. You make a Kesher like a Dalad. Make a dalad at the bottom of the strap, right? If you look at the back of your tefillin, it's supposed to be sticking on the back of your head. Is a kmin dalad, bishal rosh, kmin yud, bishal yad, and the yad is like a shal yad yud that connects to the vice of your shal yad. Lahashim osius shakai imashin shabashal rosh, because we have the shin already on our tefillin. Then we have the dalad in the back over here on the knot over here. That's the dalad, and we have the yud on the knot of our tefillin. Big machlokas Rashi Tosas, whether everyone agrees that the shin has a lot of kedusha, that's got kedusha mamish to it. But the status of the dalad and the yud, whether those have kedusha mamish on it, Rashi holds yes. Tosas holds it does not have the same kedusha, and there are many nachminas that we talked about earlier on in Hilchos Tefillin.
Who said that the yud on the shul yad would not have kedusha?
No, we didn't. Rashi would. We discussed when you put it in the bais whether the machlokas reshulz almanarach was the minchel salazar whether the keys of the tefillin become kadosh from the yud of the tefillin. Okay, that's what we discussed over there. Another nachmin is how to wrap your tefillin if you put the dalad on top of the bais or underneath the bais. There are different nachminas that would come out of this.
Yes.
Right. Rashi holds all three of them are halacha Moshe Sinai. The Ran holds that also the Dalad and the Yod are also halacha Moshe Sinai, but they're not kadosh like the Shin. And Tosafot says only the Shin is halacha Moshe Sinai, but the Dalad and the Yod are not halacha Moshe Sinai. So three opinions: Tosafot, Rashi, and the Ran. Rashi holds all three. The Ran holds they are all three halacha Moshe Sinai, but the Dalad Yod has less kedusha to them. And Tosafot holds only the Shin is halacha Moshe Sinai, and the Dalad Yod are not. Okay, the Ramah adds, V'noagin lahavir or al-bayis, so yad, before we get to this, I'm sorry. The dalad and the knot of the tefillin, so there are those who do a double knot, right? A double dalad. It's considered a double dalad. It's really just a square, but if you look at it, it could be a double dalad. So the Ramah Nevensal probably talks about over here at the bottom. I'm sorry, it's first in Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is first in Sif Kan Rish Lama Gimel. He says, V'yesha osin kesher kemem. It looks like a mem stuma. Like a mem sofit, shenir kishnei dalatin mishnei tzadin. Looks like two dalats on both sides. Rago shozeb is at shorosh shozeb. So there's a big discussion whether this is a makor for this, whether it's a good thing or not. Whether if you have the minhag, should you mivatel the minhag and do a regular dalat? Maybe this is the best minhag to do. So if you look at Rav Nevensal on the bottom of here, it says kemem. I am b'sefer zichron Eliyahu perek tzayin. See beis v'dalat. Yesh lo deyazu makoros b'rishonim. He says that there are makoros and rishonim for this deya. The kesher kemem yesh tzuras dal kasher ribua katsa dalt usos lever mitzvos. And he says ad morzal lo iskim asal kesher kemem. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zal, he said you should not make a kesher. You should not have a mem. Ela inkin kach nago mishpachto shal shol. Unless that was the minug of his family. If it's a minug of his family, then he can keep the mem. But once you not lechatila, go ahead and do the mem. The better sounds like the better minug according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach is the regular dal like this. But if that's your family minhag, then you're allowed to keep it. One second, let's finish and I'll take questions. V'noagim lahavir sh'or shal al-bayis shal yad l'rochav azroa, y'rochvo k'rochav al-bayis. And the minhag is to stick the or of the bayis, so yad, the rochav azroa, to be and the length of the zra, be a rachbo kerachal bias, and the rachum should be the rachal bias. You should not make the knots until after you've done made the shin on the tefillin. First, you should have the shin made beforehand because it's the first letter of the Hashem's name. Then you should make the dalat. And then only then you should make the yud and the otias the shin. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Reish Lamed Dalid. Lahavir Atam Lefisha Tefillin Sheyad Masima Tom Tachas Begadim Umisnadim Nivstadim Mekalkalim. We're afraid that the Tefillin of the Yad, since they're put under the clothes, they're afraid they're going to move around and they're going to be Nivstadim and they're going to be Niskalkal. Lekach Nogu Lahavir Ritzua Zualei and Lechazkan. That's what the Ramah was talking about. She put a Ritzua on top of them, the Lechazkan. But actually, Be'elah Artos Lod Nogu was that. But in these lands, the Minhag is not to do it. But I think this is the Makor for these boxes that they put on top of the Tefillin. Because they're easily, your shalyad could be worn out. Therefore, they put the yad, a lot of these boxes on top of the yad in order to protect them. That's the makor for this. And the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Reish Lamed Hei, says you should make the shin and the dal and yod. Rots lomar kein nachul lechachil, that's lechachil. The trami shehutar akesh shalrosh, ain't tzarek rach letakno, v'lo hatar shalyad. But if you see that the knot of your rosh, the dal came undone, you don't have to first undo the dal of the yod, then redo the dal and then redo the yod. But the evidence, it's all kosher. Yashikov, Icon, Simon Lavabase.
I heard the Rav said that there are two things that you should go against your father if he does. And this is one of them. One of them is the mem to the yud.
To mem to the yud. Okay, it could be. There are a lot of people against it, but the Shapash is, if that's your law, there's sources for it in the law.